Effect or cause? Which is most important? Effect or cause? Which is most important? Now, we know most of our living and most of our life by effects. We know the effects that are taking place in our life, the effects that are happening in our everyday affairs, the effects that are going on in our world. We know most of those things very readily. And because we know them most readily, we give them attention. We give attention to the effects because the effects are staring us right there in the face. The effects are jumping right on us and saying, look at me, pay attention to me. Don't you realize that I am important? I am the only thing that's important around here. Pay attention to me, pay attention to me. And so we pay attention to them. We pay attention to the cold. We pay attention to the illnesses. We pay attention to the happiness. We pay attention to the joys of life. We pay attention to the sorrows of life. We pay attention to all these things. And then we wonder why all these things keep happening in our life. When we can start paying attention to things that we want to happen in our life, then we are going back to the cause and not the effect. We are going to the cause of anything and putting the cause in motion for that which we choose to experience in our life. Now, people all over the world, from time to time, not most of the time, happily, but from time to time, are concerned about what's going on in the world. They're concerned about what other people are thinking. They're concerned about what's happening to them, what's concerned about them and their life. And they're not always too happy about what concerns them, but they're concerned about them. So they give attention to it. And when they give attention to it, what happens to them? What happens to them is they experience more of the same thing. And that's not really what we want to do. That's not really what we all care to have as our most valued experience in life. Effects are what guide most of us in our life, in all of our activities. We look at effects and we say, oh, I guess that's the way it's supposed to be. That's fate. That's the way it has to be. That's destiny. Ho, ho, ho. How we do love to say things are not our cause, that they're happening because of some other activity, some other effect, some other condition in life. And the more we say that, the more we experience that very same thing. The more we experience something in our life that is not really our choice, that's not really something that makes us happy, and the more we experience it. Again and again and again. Effects are what seems to be the most important thing in the world. But truly, the most important thing in the entire universe is the cause. When you have a cause that you put in motion, that you want to have come forth in your life, you do not think that it is not complete. You do not think that it is something to be, that it is something that will happen, that it's something that you're waiting for, you're developing. You think that it is done. This is what you do with the effects. You look at the effects, you say, that's the effect. That's what happened. That's what's going on in my life. That's what's messing up everything for me. That's what's making me so unhappy or happy. And you look at the cause and you say, I would like a new car. I would like a new house. I would like a new relationship. I would like a new life. I would like to be more divine. I'd like to be more illumined, more imaginative, more creative, more lovely in every area. I'd like to be. Now, it's not hard for us to look at a tree that we just chopped down, say we chopped down that tree, because the evidence is there. The effect is there. We cut down that tree. But think about it. How did we cut down that tree? We took the axe and we went chop, chop, chop. Or we took the saw and we went zip, zip, zip right through the tree. And the tree went down. And yet, when we look at our life and we say, I would like to be healthy, I would like to be wealthy, I would like to be happy, we say, you would like to be. Now, what effort are you extending to bring forth health, wealth, and happiness? What are you doing to accomplish it? You're saying, I don't have it. Well, now, the more often that we say we don't have something, the more definitely we're implanting in our consciousness the idea that we don't have it. Now, when we're cutting down a tree, we don't say, the tree is not cut down, the tree is not cut down, the tree is not cut down. You say, I'm cutting down the tree, I'm cutting down the tree, I'm cutting down the tree. When you are happy, you don't say, you know, when you want happiness in your life, you don't say, I want happiness in my life, I want happiness in my life. And you're just saying to yourself, I don't have it. But when you say, oh, I am so happy over everything that takes place in my life. I'm so happy that my dog comes when I call him. I'm so happy that my spouse says to me, you're wonderful. I'm so happy when my children behave beautifully. I'm so happy, on and on and on. And then, truly, what do you experience? You experience the cause you put in motion, not the effect that you experience. You put that in motion too. But now you want a cause. You want a cause that's different than any cause that you had before. And so to have the cause that you want in your life, to have the cause that you want to experience, you begin by saying, I am whole and perfect. I am happy. I am abundant. You start saying these things. Now, at the moment, you may not be experiencing them. Remember, at the moment you were cutting down the tree, you didn't experience the tree falling down, but you persisted. You persisted in applying the axe or the saw. What I like to do is just throw a chain around the top of the tree and attach it to the back of my tractor and pull away and cluck, up comes the roots and everything else right away, and it's all done just beautiful. And I dispose of the dead tree or the old tree that's not where I want it to be, and I take the rake and I level out the ground, and you never even know it was there. You never even know that it had ever been there. It's all smooth and nice now. When we put causes in motion, it's just that way. We put our chain on the cause. And we get in our tractor and we pull. And we're saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. And we're pulling and we're pulling. I like me, I like me, I like me. And pretty soon all of those roots and all of those branches and all of those trunks and stems and things that are there on the tree that we didn't want there any longer, they're pulled up. But we're not paying attention to pulling it up. We're just saying, I'm making the yard beautiful. I'm making everything orderly. And I have all of my energy, all of my strength. I take my tractor, I take my car, I take my friends, I take an axe, I do whatever things I choose to do, whatever technique I choose to bring about good in my life, I use that. And I use it knowing that it works, knowing that it functions. And this is what we know about affirmations. This is what we know when we speak the truth. We put the truth in motion about whatever it is that we choose to experience. And then we experience it. When we put that truth in motion for who we are and what we are and why we are and when we are and where we are, all happens to us in magnificence. All happens to us in gloriousness. All happens to us in a manner that we could never have imagined possible. But that's the way the principle works. That's the way it works. Cause or effect? What is it that is our important thing? How do we have a fulfilled cause? How do we have a fulfilled effect? How do we have anything fulfilled in our life? Everything is fulfilled in our life when we follow through with every thought, saying that whatever it is that's our choice, it is done now. And it is done beautifully now. And it is done totally now. And it is all that matters. Can you say that for yourself? You know you can. Are you saying it for yourself? Well, now and then. Say it all the time for yourself and enjoy all of the joy that life has to give you. Know that as you do this, I'm saying it with you. And I'm recognizing that all is in divine order in my life and in your life. And every experience that I choose to have in my life and your life is done now, and it is done beautifully now. I love you. I love you. I love you.